Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
It's morning.
It is, and happy New Year to everybody. Even though we were on last week, this is our official return back into the year.
Yeah, that would have been. We were in the future and then the past.
We are all things.
Now we're in the present.
Alpha and Omega.
Now technically in the future. Don't worry about it.
It's time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, welcome back to 2019. We have
welcome back. Yeah.
You've been gone for a while. Did you not know?
Yeah.
And it's a year of video games again. We're starting up in our third year, I believe.
Cool.
It's a good time, guys. And lots of new games and lots of game remakes coming out very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. And we got one of those game remakes.
Yeah. But so. not one that's coming up. Not with your leg, your... Not an upcoming one.
If we rewind it back a month ago, there was a remake that you were very, very, very excited about.
Yeah. And now I've played through it.
You spent a good chunk on it, though.
How do you know?
Because I know you love this franchise a lot.
Okay. I honestly spent about 2 days on it.
That's a good chunk.
Yeah, like not 2 full days, but like... Maybe 10 hours, maybe.
That's still a pretty good gaming chunk. And we're talking, of course, of Katamari.
Yes, what is the re-roll? And, like, here's my thing. I love this franchise a lot, and I was really hoping they'd do it justice. And there are lots of things in this game that are great. Like, visually, it looks very good. But I feel the thing is that it is sort of a lot of shininess, but they didn't put a lot into this redo.
They kind of polished it and sent it out on its way?
Yeah, it kind of feels like a rush job. And especially since, like, Spyro was the same price about. Like, Spyro, I feel, had a lot more for a remaster, and also gave me just sort of like a lot of sort of extra bits that you could do. Now in this one, it is very much the original Katamari Damacy Yam, which if you know me, it's pretty, I like it. I do believe it is not as good as we love Katamari.
Which is a fantastic game. That's the one that I spent a long time on.
Yeah, and that one I feel is better just because they've improved mechanics and some, like, just little things like being able to choose your music and the character selection. This one, it looks like they've really started, they've tried to do a little bit more with, I'll say, maybe multiplayer, which it did have. And multiplayer in Katamari was never the thing that you, like, played it for because, you know, like, here's the thing. If you play against me, you're going to lose. Like, that's one of those games where I know, like, that's the game I am good at and I will win. And it's just sort of, it's just you roll against other people. And it's just sort of like that, yeah, okay.
Which they did have in the second game for the PlayStation 2. And that was one of the few games that I was really good enough at to beat a hardcore game nerd that I knew, I could never win at any game against otherwise.
Well, Katamari is, like, it's unique, especially, like, if you haven't played it and you haven't played it a lot, it's a little, like, jarring at first. So this remake is pretty good. It just, like, so there's a lot of, but there are big old problems with things like the character models, and you get stuck a lot. In Katamari, this is sort of negated. Like, you never really get stuck, or if you get stuck, you get maybe one piece of thing thrown off, and then you sort of get bounced off of or bounced out of wherever you get stuck. And in this game, in the new one, you get stuck all the time. And it should be with stuff that you should be easily to go through. And sort of in Katamari, your Katamari hitbox is pretty, like, it's bigger than everything else. And you're able to go through objects quite a bit just because, you know, that's just how it goes.
Yeah. So it definitely did not. You said it looked really good. When I was talking to you sooner, it was earlier, it was that it did look pretty good.
Yes, it looks like it's remastered. It looks good. It looks shiny. But here's the thing. I love the polygons in Katamari, and they've kept this. Like, they look, it looks pretty similar, to be honest. Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed in the remake. And I don't think it'll do well enough that it will spur the second one to be remade, which is really too bad because that's the one I would love to see remade. Although I don't know how much I would enjoy it if there's this mechanic. Like, in Katamari, like, this is just not how it should be. Like, I've played the games multiple times, and I know sort of how to play it well enough that it shouldn't be frustrating for me, mm-hmm. right? And at certain times, it was like I would lose a bunch of stuff. And in certain cases, I think they've sort of thought of this by adding more time to your clock. And that's like, all right, but it's sort of, it's not as fun. And then also there's a thing where you have to sort of knock over people or animals or things, and it'll stun them. And then you have to go after them, but oftentimes you won't be sort of fast enough, or you won't be able to get them, and they'll run away. And oftentimes when this happens, they just run through the world, so they're just gone. So if you're, and in this one, you're collecting stars, and you're forming also like constellations. So in some of the constellation ones, it is like percentile-wise, so you have to get a certain amount of swan eggs in one of them, or crowns, or twins, like, and those are fun levels usually, but sometimes, you know, like when those things happen, like, it's not as fun. And I always knew that the first Katamari had this, I'll say, problem with, like, it's a little more harsh on you for what gets knocked off. Like, you get your stuff gets knocked off way easier than in the second one. But I feel that it's made even, like, harsher in this one. And that won't be fun for people. Like, it wasn't fun for me, who is, like, ultra pro DMX or whatever, Katamari player, right? Like, that's my esports player of the year award goes to me for Katamari. but, like, I would say for someone who just got it because they're like, oh, it looks cool. That would be annoying.
All right, then, that's your take on Katamari. I still have to pick it up for myself, so I'm probably going to talk about it in the future.
It's not unfun. I'm happy it's on the Switch and it's like a fun thing to play. But once I beat it, I was like, well, Breath of the Wild it is then. And I like chipped away at that because I was like, you know, it's not as frustrating, or the things that are frustrating, I put myself in those situations.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
But that's, and I, for someone who loves the series, it's a little disappointing. That's maybe like the thing I'm bitterest about. I'm like, it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
I'm still going to cross my fingers that this succeeds well enough that they do look at the second game and decide that they are going to do something with it.
Yeah, would love to.
That'd be far easier, I think, to port, and because you have the smoother controls, you have that all that extra stuff that the first game didn't come with.
Yeah. Even the fact that I there are things that they could have just done, like implement the character models that were used. Like, they already have a bunch of the cousins that you are allowed to use for multiplayer, but you are not allowed to choose a different cousin to be instead of the prince. And I feel that would have been a nice little thing for me if you could have choose your character in the revamped version, right? I sort of feel a remaster is like you try to make things better all over. Like, you don't just make the graphics nicer or the controls smoother. You got it, like, UI, maybe add some little somethings to make it, like, extra special. And I feel just this was just sort of a bare bones thing.
Essentially, a good game is like a sugar cookie that you can add icing and decoration to.
Yeah, and I wanted that. I wanted to be Fumin, my favorite Katamari cousin. And Fumin is there in multiplayer, and Megan, maybe I'll kick your butt later in that, but like, yeah. Or another thing they could have done that I would have loved to, you know, choose your music. That would have been amazing. That's another thing I thought, like, I think would have been kind of easy. And yeah, the end of my Katamari rant. Thank you.
All right. That's a pretty good rant, though. And I'm sad that it wasn't up to your expectations, but I am glad that you had fun for a little while of it.
Yeah. No, it's not bad. It'll be enjoyable to play with people, I think. And to beat people in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So there are upcoming games coming this month that I do want to play. And one of the main ones I want to touch on is Super
Kingdom Hearts.
I was going to save that for later.
I was like, is it Kingdom Hearts, Megan?
Yes, Kingdom Hearts is coming out, guys.
Did you mean Kingdom Hearts?
Fine, I meant Kingdom Hearts. I meant Kingdom Hearts 3. That's totally what
it's coming out?
It is.
Did you know, I think part of the problem was also like getting Disney and Pixar on board with certain things?
I don't doubt that, because they did not see eye to eye for a lot of things for a long time, even though they are part of the same mother company.
Now, yeah. But it's just like, even just like to get them to go ahead with sort of the designs, I think. Like, you know, like Pixar has the Monsters, Inc. world, and they have the Monsters, Inc. So even like designs based on that stuff, or even, I would assume, and maybe they just didn't get back to them for years, which maybe is partially why we have Kingdom Hearts. Like, two came out in 2005, you know?
Then we had 2.1 and was like 2.3 and 5.
No, it's not how it goes, but there is a 2.8. You're not wrong about that. So, anyway, yes, what else is coming out, Megan, that isn't Kingdom Hearts 3?
So I am sad to announce that Bowsette may never happen. Because, well, that's just part of what I was going to... Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe is coming out.
Wow.
Yep, and
sandbagged yourself there,
a little bit, whatever.
Okay.
And I would really like to pick this game up, because you know what I like more than anything else is picking fights with people over Super Mario Brothers.
I've played this one.
Solo or with people?
With people, like almost all the way through with people, kind of amazingly. And yes, it like, and with more than like two people also.
Like, oh no.
I know. It's
oh no. For those of you not in the know, this is a game, well, you should by now. It's for the Wii, guys. They brought this out and you could have up to four players initially playing this game, and
it's
you could
like,
either help
it's
each
like
other.
Ye old side scroller Mario, but it's 3D and shiny looking, and you can play with up to four people. The Wii U one though, it includes, I think it's three and someone who has God mode, kind of, where you get to create things, like little square, you know, like little steps for people. Like, sorry to interrupt, but that's the Wii U one.
That's the Wii U one.
And the Wii one, like, to explain what you are talking about before you go in.
You could play Mario Brothers with four people, and you could either help each other, or you're more likely to hinder each other. And we did break out the old Wii over the holidays. Me and my cousin were playing for an extended period of time. And we did not do very well at all, because she kept bouncing off of me and throwing me into a pit, and I kept picking her up and throwing her off another pit. It's just how it worked. But we got to the second world, which is pretty good. But I am excited to see this game, because it is going to be fun. I'm pretty sure you and I will have better teamwork than me and my cousin.
To be honest, like, they're not, like, here's the thing, Megan. I've played both a lot. And in terms of that, I really enjoyed, quote unquote, Cat Mario way better than all of them. And I get that Cat Mario isn't being remade because it's a little more new, I guess, or I don't know why it's not being ported. We could just have, maybe because she's already there. We could just have Toadette to be in Cat Mario. Like, just make Cat Toadette.
There you
go. We already have Cat Toad. Like, we're already there. Like, like, it's fine. There is a large amount of, like, you should probably play it by yourself if you want to get anywhere. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
But so, what game were we playing that we were pretty cooperative with? Was it Yarny 2? And by that, I mean Unraveled.
Unraveled 2, which we were doing pretty good at.
Yeah, I
guess
so.
But I think we need that veneer of Mario to go a little further with it, maybe.
I don't know, man. Because then we're going to give the pad to somebody to, like, wreak more havoc. It's number one way.
Or we'll invite other friends and we'll take turns wreaking havoc upon them.
That's going to be painful.
That will be painful. Resident Evil 2 remaster is coming out this month. And considering how big of chickens we are playing all the other ones, not sure.
I can play them on easy mode, excuse you. Like, I can do it. I will scream sometimes, but I can do it on easy mode.
Okay. So maybe we'll check that one out too, because that seems to be one of the highest ranked of the Resident Evil games.
It's pretty good. It is Claire Redfield. I once again am like, I feel weird about her redesign, but like, you know what? I can fall in love again. It's fine.
You can do it.
Thanks, Megan.
I have faith in you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Next game.
And the next game that's coming out that I'm going to pick up because I'm going on a kick right now is Tales of Vesperia.
Oh, yeah.
The remake, remaster. So
that's coming out this month?
It's coming out on the 11th.
Oh, wow. That's pretty soon.
Yeah, it is. So that means I have to get all through all of Zestiria, which I've only just restarted again and continued on
with. So you have 4 days to do that.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yes.
Dang.
I'm sorry to give away our time.
So I gotta do that. Then I should be getting Tales of Berseria around then as well. And I can set up the PlayStation 3 and play Tales of Symphonia. This is gonna be my Tales of month, apparently.
You're not gonna finish one in a month.
No, there's no way.
You say month, but I'm like, you're not gonna finish one. Like, Tell me how, Megan. Explain.
I'm going to quit my employment, and I'm not going to sleep ever. I'm going to forego food, and I'm just going to be in my bedroom forever.
You just eat extra Tails skims and extra Tails boxes and stuff?
That's what the packaging's there for. Highly nutritious plastic.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's biodegradable. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Don't eat it. Even if you love Tales of Symphonia, Abyss, etc.
And I feel like we need to go back to our friend's place to finish Alien Isolation as well.
Is it on easy mode? Did we put it on easy mode?
Yeah, we did put it on easy mode. But they're now they're making another game called Alien Blackout, which has Amanda Ripley returning. And
oh,
it's for the Apple and nice. iOS, but I feel like we should play the first one before we continue on with this supplemental.
And yeah, well, is it? Yeah, I'm like, it sounds because it's on the Apple and iOS. It sounds like it's not big, right? It
no.
sounds like it's, which is fine. Like, to be honest, I like the iPad for like spooks because it's kind of an intimate thing.
Yeah.
On your phone. Your phone is fine. Like, I don't use my phone for stuff. That's a lie, but my phone is cracked. So, like many people with that problem, you know, we just deal with it and maybe don't want to watch things on it. Also, I don't have an Apple phone, so that doesn't even...
You have an iPad.
It would... There we go. But I'm just saying it wouldn't matter on my phone regardless. No. But yeah, that's cool. I'm happy about that. I don't think that means that we get a bigger game.
No, I think it's more of a supplemental side
well,
adventure.
I hope it's to lead to a bigger game.
What it is that I have seen it compared to is Alien meets Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, well, okay. Like, I get it. Just that's fine. Whatever. I'm just like, you know what? Everyone and their mom has made a Five Nights at Freddy's like game. And I, once again, don't hate on the game at all because it's pretty amazing. Like, limitations, got the guy out of, like, he worked at the dollar store. Now he's, like, he does not work at the dollar store anymore. He probably just makes video games now, which is really cool. He has like a movie deal. But I don't think we need any more Five Nights at Freddy's clones. I hope that Alien Blackout will do something more than that.
We can see what happens with it first, but sure. This is the return of Amanda Ripley, the daughter of
Ellen.
Ellen Ripley. Sorry, I had a moment there. And when you see her in Alien Isolation, she is trying to find sort of what happened to her mom, but ends up in her own terrible adventure with the Xenomorph.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing that's coming out to keep an eye out for.
Next.
I'm sure you're aware of the P.T. fan remake.
Which one?
P.T. Silent Hills, P.T. I guess there are a few of them, but someone's staying pretty true to life with it. And it is available on itch.io, which I'm going to let you all know.
Itch.io. Yeah.
Itch.io. They are actually making VR support for one now, too. So,
yeah, like my only thing is that you wonder how long it will take before it's taken down. I hope, like, but Konami is really mean about it. And if it's like a real, like, to be honest, there was a remake that was going on that was really faithful to the PT. But it got shut down. But actually, the guy was working on it. I think he got hired by, like, Konami UK, which is kind of a nice, like, nice turnaround because they saw his work and thought it was great. But that's my only thing. The other thing is, like, there was some other cool sort of PT likes, like Allison Road, Visage, which I heard is okay. But, yeah, that's sort of... Yeah, you have to be specific when you say PT.
Like. The one that is actually labeled as PT remake.
Well, another one.
Yeah, another one.
So yeah, it was like...
So I'm thinking, like, this would be absolutely horrifying on VR, and you yourself had experience with VR recently.
Oh, yeah. I was at a friend's, and he has the HTC Vibe, which is pretty... It's pretty neat. I've only... played, I don't know, I think an Oculus before. So I got to play Super Hot, which is an older VR game, but I think it's probably still fairly popular. And basically the premise is you just are being attacked by a bunch of guys by with guns or knives or etc. And they come at you. But their movement is tied to your movement. So when you move, they move. So if you stay still, you can sort of have time to look at stuff. It's really neat. Like, I'm kind of bad at it because I don't know how it works. But it's very cool to play. It's very cool to watch. It's very immersive. It is pretty funny because, like, it obviously, you can crouch. You can go up. You can down. Like... And there are things that will protect you. You can apparently stop bullets with your hand, which I didn't know, but I just let them hit me and lose. But it's neat because it's basically you get hit in one shot and, like, you lose, but you just keep playing and you can, once again, block bullets. You can throw things that you can wait till people come right up to you and then, like, grab whatever they're holding and... use it against them. Like, it's pretty interesting.
You essentially get to be your own action hero is what you're saying.
It very much is. And it's super cool to watch people who know what they're doing because, like, when I was playing it, I was very slow and it's sort of like very slowly watching people move. But when you watch other people do it, it looks like they're playing a real video game, right? Like that one that's at a normal speed. And I'm like, oh, this looks normal because I'm just like, very slowly. It's cool, though. I really recommend it if you have a chance to check out any kind of VR. I would assume they have it just because it's a fairly popular game. I know it's won awards for stuff, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's one of the earlier games that were to be released. And it does look cool.
Yeah.
What I wish they would come out more with, as they're making more and more VR games, is more multiplayer horror games. Because...
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Even like a Left 4 Dead kind of thing, where you could just do that kind of scenario, but
it's
VR.
Like, you have Arizona Sunshine, but it's not actually all that scary because most of it is in the sunshine.
Oh, okay, and it's, well, it's just sort of more... Well, I was like, I don't know if Leopard is scary. I found certain aspects of it scary, but you want, like, maybe more of, like, a haunted house experience with a friend?
Yeah, that would be really cool, just to have, like, even the cooperation of a puzzle solver.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I wonder if there are sort of, like, to be honest, because, like, the escape room kind of thing for VR is pretty easy. Like, or I would assume is kind of easier to do because you just have a, you can put it in a room. You don't have to move.
Like, they have the Brookhaven experiment, which is a one-player, and it looks like it's cool, but I would never want to face that by myself.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is a little, like, less scary when you're with somebody.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I played the first, like, whatever VR game I played was a horror one, and it was very, it was tied to, you know, like, you would turn around and stuff would happen, which is neat. Like, I like to have experiences, even if they're, I know it was going to be a spooky one. But, yeah, it would be neat if there was more interactivity. Obviously, there are ones like that, but yeah.
So, in the near future, we are going to make a field trip out to a
VR town.
VR arcade. It'll be very cool, and we will report back on that.
VR town.
Anyway, that I think wraps up most of what we had new coming up. So we have lots of video games to play. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Also, Megan bought Smash and I actually love it.
Same here, but we're going to save that for another episode, I think, because we got to go more in depth with that one.
I know, but I've been playing it a lot today and I actually love it.
And we also ended up watching Bandersnatch, which I want to go more into as well because that touches on a big part of video game history that I want to rant on.
So if you're confused by that, Bandersnatch is a Netflix thing that's a Black Mirror movie? Interactive movie is the word I will use. If you have Netflix and enjoy video games, I would check it out just because it's very interesting. We will be talking sort of about that kind of game later, I think, because it's a very neat thing.
And it ties into such an integral part of video game history.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that. But anyway, that's everything we got for you for this week. You guys have yourselves a good rest of the week and keep slacking.
Bye.